Hey, brothers and sisters, here in a moment I'll kick off the Catholic Ministries Appeal, the CMA, but first a little bit on the gospel of today. Boy, talk about a challenging ending to the "you say, I say" phraseology. Now all of a sudden Jesus says, okay, you guys, be perfect as I am perfect. To all you brothers and sisters, be perfect as I am perfect. First reading of it today says, be holy as I am holy. Boy, you talk about a challenge. But think about what's being said the last 2 weeks. You say, don't murder. I say, don't even let anything mean into your heart. You say, don't commit adultery. I say, don't even look lustfully at someone. Okay? You say, don't lie. I say this. Let your yes be yes and your no mean no. And people, can we accept the word no today? So one of the hardest words to say is to tell someone no. And yet so many times when people say no, what happens? People throw something back and try to give them the greatest guilt trip ever. Jesus says, let yes be yes and let no be no. Can we really accept the word no? And now, this week, it even gets harder. You say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Jesus says this, I tell you, when this person who has done this to you is in need, you help them. They want your cloak, give them your tunic. They need someone to walk with them 1 mile, you tell them, I'll go with you 2 miles. And then, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. You say that. I say this. Jesus says, anybody can live by that. Love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Love those you love, hate everyone else. Who can? What's radical about that? Anybody can do that. That's what he says today. Tax collectors, sinners, outcasts, thieves, they all can do that. What really sets us apart is that we love our neighbor and we love our enemy. And people, that when we can do this is what moves us into the power of God. We experience, everyone, the essence of holiness, the essence of perfection. Perfection. Is it hard to attain? Of course it is, but we continue to strive. And the more we continue to strive, the more we enter into the realm of God. We enter into the realm of pure holiness. Okay? That's what makes the Bible so radical, so alive, and still hurts and stings at us today. Because there's a part of us that says, Jesus, I don't like it. But Jesus says, if you want to follow me, this is how you do it. People, the second reading of today talks about that holy temple, doesn't it? This temple is a holy temple. It is not to be desecrated by anyone on the outside and certainly by any one of us. So strive. Be that temple. Be about the power of God's holiness. Okay, everyone, we're going to kick off the Catholic Ministries Appeal this week. At the end of this today, I'm going to offer you a little bit of challenge. I'm going to share with you a little story about one of the priests here in the diocese. But just to get to the facts here first, through the facts. Catholic Ministries Appeal is formerly known as the Annual Diocesan Appeal. The name has been changed. So the former ADA, Annual Diocesan Appeal, we now call, everyone, the CMA, the Catholic Ministries Appeal. Just to begin with a review of the previous year, your goal, everyone, for 2016 then was $79,270. The amount given was $84,149. So percent of parishioners who participated, 20%. We were over goal by $4,879. So we did it. Everyone, we not only made our goal, we exceeded our goal. So I can't tell you, everyone, how proud I am that we were able to do this. I'm really proud of all of you for being able to do this. And remember this, we had a parish project, so that meant all monies over goal came back to us 100%. 10 days ago, in the mail, I received a check then for $4,879. It's a lot better than when I came July of last year. We had a shortfall of 2015, so when I got here, I had to write the check out for $21,000 and send it off. What a reversal. So I'm proud of you. People, just a reminder too. Some are still making pledges to Rooted in Faith, Rejoice in Hope capital campaign. Pledges are still being taken this year and next year. So please remember, the CMA is not the Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope Capital Campaign. I just made my last pledge to the Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope Campaign in January. So remember, what the CMA does is it is the yearly appeal we take to help fund ministries for the diocese. Goal for Resurrection is down just a little bit from 16. The goal this year will be $77,850. It's done last year. A direct mailing has been sent to every household in the diocese. The mailing contains the letter from Bishop Quinn, a ministry's brochure detailing the ministries assisted through the appeal, and a return envelope for every household wishing to pledge. Parishes will be returned 100% of the funds exceeding goal. They have the designated parish project. We do. With funds exceeding goal, we'd like to look at the kitchen. And I'll come back to that at the end, everyone. Remember that. It also means that parishes ending short of goal are invoiced the shortfall. So that's what happened when I came in July of last year. I had to write out the check, $21,000 shortfall for 2015. So remember that as well. The importance of the appeal, I make the promise I will give to the appeal on behalf of the parish. I already have, as a matter of fact, everyone. I sent my pledge in for Resurrection Parish this week. So as I give, I would encourage you to give. Just a reminder, no gift is too small. Secondly, you don't have to make your payment all at once. You can make payments throughout the year. Challenge for Resurrection, here it is. Last year, 20% of parishioners gave to the appeal. The diocesan average is closer to 25%. So I'd like to set as a goal that 25% of parishioners give to the appeal. Should this happen, this is the way it sounds. 25% of parishioners gave, and each family of the 25% gave $230, we would meet our goal. So if 25% of parishioners gave $230, we would meet our goal. Common question I'm asked a great deal. Are Catholic ministries' appeal funds used to pay legal fees for settlements for clergy sex abuse cases? No appeal money has ever been used for victim settlements or legal costs related to clergy abuse cases. Gifts to the appeal are only used for the benefit of designated ministries and programs identified and no other purposes. People still say this, Father, that's a big lie. Money is being used. And so the simple response I give to that is this. Prove it. Can you prove that? Have you ever seen any monies used from the CMA to pay legal fees or settlements? And you know something? The honest answer is I haven't. I don't think anybody here has. Okay? So please remember this. Okay? Please remember what's being said here. I know this whole settlement thing is just, it's a tricky. Imagine what it's like for a priest. It's been difficult, no doubt about it. Okay, but just to be clear on that. People, remember the beauty of the Catholic Church. We're not just a parish. We're not congregationalist people. Nothing against our congregational brothers and sisters, but you know what can happen? We can sit here and say, I'm Resurrection. We're going to dictate however we want to do things the way we want to do things. That's not the way we are. We're a Catholic church. We're local. We're diocesan, universal. And you know, think about what we've been able to do. Work of Mother Teresa in India, we can say that's our work. Hospitals, universities, think about what we've been able to do. That's our work. We can look at that in pride. And so think about this, everyone. The funds that are used benefit ministries and programs that can help us as a parish. And if we don't get, if they don't receive that, then things have to be cut. And ultimately, who's affected, everyone? We are. Not only because I have to cut a check, but we don't have the people to whom we can turn. People, we can't afford everyone. Okay, so we have to have help. And that's the people to we turn. We get on the phone, okay? Rosemary, would agree with this? We get on the phone, we call, and we seek out help. Okay? And remember, such helps are provided at no cost. Okay, the kitchen. I'm going to give you an example here. The priest that really, really does well at the Catholic Ministries Appeal is Father James Seitz, everyone. He has three parishes, Jackson, Sherburn, Lakefield, three of them. I looked this last week at how he did the past year. Get this. Father Seitz went 390% over goal in his three parishes. How does that sound for us? That being the case, if our goal is 80,000 and we went close to 390%, you know, over goal, that means, everyone, we would raise close to $300,000. Okay? Over the 80% to the $300,000, or over the 80,000 to the 300,000, we would get that back. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you think, what could I do with $220,000 in a kitchen? Do you realize what we could do? We've talked about chairs in the hall. We've talked about, everyone, a speaker system. We've talked about, we're looking at kind of a fridge freezer, or one is kind of in need. But imagine what we could do. Okay? But the only way that can happen is it falls on you and it falls on me. So that's the challenge I give us. The power of what we can do. As Father cites what the secret to it is, and he says this. You got to remind the people this. We have to raise the money anyway. If we don't make it, we still got to cut the check. We still have to. So in the end, who does it hurt? It hurts us. But tell them this too, to remember this. Anything you get over goal, as long as you got a project, comes back all. Use it for something. Build it up. Build it up. And I think he's spot on. So there's a challenge, everyone. Let's pray for the success of the appeal. Pray about it in your hearts, everyone. The end of your pews, you don't have to pass them down now. But if you didn't get, everyone, anything in the mail this week, take one with you. Envelope is there along with the pledge forms. So thanks for the time, everyone. Let's continue to pray for each other, for holiness, and that we be about the work of Jesus Christ.